Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Two El Dorado County women have put over 50 years of river adventures and activism into a new book. The river has been a backdrop of their interconnected lives, from travel to business and even marriage. The two met their husbands on the river. This novella tells the story of four animal friends, bear, eagle, frog, and rabbit, embarking on a rafting trip down the South Fork of the American River. But the story is more than just an adventure tale. It serves as a testament to their love of the river, the power of friendship, and looking deeper into one's own self. Author Maura Magnusson and artist Robin Center are the creative minds behind A River Called Home, A River Fable, and they join us now to talk about how this story came to be. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time and making the trip down Highway 50. So my husband and his family, for generations, they have been river rats. They love rivers and have traveled and guided down rivers for many years and generations. So I have a little sense of why the river can be addicting in a good way. And I'm just curious for both of you, when did your love and appreciation for rivers come to be?
Well, I'll start. I'm Robin, and I grew up on the Merced River in the San Joaquin Valley on a dairy farm, and so I played with my six siblings on the river, floating down to McConnell State Park and digging in its banks, and so grew up with the river around me. And then my sister moved to and went to school at Columbia Junior College near Sonora, and her friend asked her if she wanted to camp out on the banks of the Stanislaus River for that summer, and I joined her there, and that was the first time I was exposed to whitewater rafting and had met different people who then took me down the river, and soon after, I got involved with ETC, Environmental Traveling Companions, and started taking institutionalized people, the Royal Chicano Air Force, group home kids, and fell in love with the experience of sharing the canyon, and soon found out that it was threatened by dams, so got involved with Friends of the River. And that's kind of my beginning of river roots, and just loved the river and lived at Chicken Falls for 9 months on the Stanislaus River, so it's deep in my heart.
Yeah, clearly. How about you, Maura?
Likewise, my first introduction to the river was the Stanislaus River. When I was about 15 or 16, I went on a commercial trip when the Stanislaus was undammed and free-flowing. And after immersing myself in the water and swimming in eddies and jumping off of a rope swing into the river, I was smitten, like many people are, and ever since, I've been in love with rivers and have done rivers, rafted rivers, and been a river guide throughout the United States and abroad.
Mm. So the two of you obviously go way back, as well as your love for rivers. When did a novella, a river fable, when did it start taking shape for the both of you?
Well, I belong to a artist co-op gallery on Main Street in Placerville, and just decided having that structure would make it easier for me to be more productive artistically, and came up with a illustration painting of the four friends in a raft, and the frog is just doing the typical after you shove off from shore. For me as a guide, I would dip into the water and ask for a safe trip and thank the river. And that was the first illustration. And I talked to Maura about it, and she and I just riffed on what this story could unfold to be.
I mean, Robin, your artistry is beautiful. I mean, the watercolors like really bring this story to life. Maura, you were the words in this story. How did you create this, you know, going alongside, you know, the beautiful art that Robin put together?
Well, it was a process, and I had some time off between jobs. I had about 8 months off between employment, and so I used that time, Robin and I used that time to create the book, I would, once we sort of fleshed out who these characters were, I began to write the story, and about every week I would have a chapter, and I would hand the chapter off to Robin. Robin would illustrate it, and then she would come back to me with that illustration. And so it was kind of a do-si-do dance that we did in creating the book.
So the four characters, they're animals. They're all female, eagle, rabbit, frog, and bear. And what I loved about all four of them is that I think we can find a piece of ourselves in each animal, depending at the point in our lives where we're at. The eagle seemed more of like a workaholic, you know, more serious. Rabbit seemed to be a little more overwhelmed, a little agitated, busy. The frog, obviously, just kind of loose and relaxed on the river. Frog is the one that brings the three friends on this trip. And then bear is maternal, a little cautious at the beginning. What went into choosing these animals?
Well, Robin originally came up with the creatures, and then we spoke a little bit about the qualities that you just addressed. But then as I was writing the book and diving deeper into it, I modeled the characters after people I knew in my life. In particular, Frog was based on a friend and woman river guide who I boated with, and she's an international river guide. And so I invested Frog with her qualities that I admired and kind of wished I could be like. I think Rabbit, I didn't know it at the time, but Rabbit was me, anxious, agitated, a little pressed for time. And then we also looked at Eagle in terms of a personal, someone I knew, but also sort of representative on a bigger level of, as you said, kind of a workaholic and obsessed with capital, et cetera, et cetera. And Bear, as you said, maternal, kind. There was several women that we actually based Bear on.
What kind of response have you had to the book? Because I know, you know, people have taken it in. You also had a book signing not too long ago. What are the messages that you've received?
There's been a wonderful response from friends who have bought it for their friends, and one woman who's in a group that we belong in said that it's the first time friends have written her letters back. She said they usually call or text. And in this case, she gave them the book and they wrote her. They were so moved by it. And I've had friends who don't have children, a husband and wife in Bend, who decided to read the book together before they went to bed and, you know, acted out different characters. And so another person just gave it to her son and his grandchildren, and they read the book together through, you know, once you know the story, you can kind of read it through the pictures. So all different ages seem to have found something that resonates for them about it, which is wonderful.
Yeah, Maura, what is the power of using animals as the main characters as opposed to, you know, four women rafting down the river?
I think that the power lies in that we can more readily identify with the characteristics of the animals, not when they're specific people. So if an animal is objectionable in a way because we have affinity towards animals more than we might with people, or maybe I'm just describing myself, then when we have affinities with animals, we can sort of, we're more open to the qualities that the animals evince. So the animals have lots of frailties, but there's also lots of really wonderful quirks and characteristics that they embody.
Where can people find the book?
Well, it's currently at Camp Lotus and at the River Store and the Sierra Rising Bakery, and then on Main Street in Placerville. There's two, the Placerville News and the Bookery.
But also the website, rivercalledhome.com, is how people can find the book now.
Mm. Oh, and the book house in Cameron Park. So we are appreciative that these places, we're just beginning to get it out of our trunk and into places that people can see.
That is awesome. And we do have the website on our Insight page, too. So if they don't live in El Dorado County or aren't nearby but love rivers, they can definitely, we can connect them to your website. Finally, in the last minute that we have, you know, this is for really all ages. I mean, they're really, the audience is broad. What do you hope, how do you hope people feel when they close the book?
I hope that they feel some joy and excitement and want to share it and just appreciate rivers give our lives so much. And I like the idea that people get exposed to how much we need rivers and how important they are.
Yeah, I found it reflective. Yeah, reflected on, it's easy to get caught up in the daily hustle, you know.
That's exactly it. It feels to me, when I reread it and think about it, that it's kind of refreshing and is an antidote to the overwhelm that we are experiencing right now. Both rivers are an antidote. If you're on a river, you can't help but feel good, and the book steers you that way as well.
Robin Center and Maura Magnusson are the author and the artist behind the new book, A River Called Home, A River Fable. We do have a link to the book on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.